Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended on Blog Talk Radio. I am Margaret Jackson, business coach. I am also the host of AM 1220 KDOW's Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. That is a Money 2.0 show here in the Bay Area. Thank you for tuning in today. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in. I appreciate your listenership around the internet globe. How about that? I wanted to give you some information. I'm always just trying to throw information out there for our small business people, our self-employed people, preparing them for a Friday night show. I'm on live and here in the Bay Area, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to tune in, you can tune in at www.kdow.biz. If you are in the Bay Area, in any of the nine surrounding Bay Area counties, you can pick us up on your radio on AM 1220. So what's going to be the information, what we're going to talk about, what am I going to talk about tonight? And on tonight's show, just to give you a little bit of something to chew on, strategic management, small business strategic management. And I say small business because there's something interesting about a small business. You know, small businesses do not have to stay small. You know, you can. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but they don't have to stay small. And I'm not convinced that they have to go out of business. I think they need help. You need support to help give you information that can help your business continue to grow and look for opportunities to be sustainable and those sorts of things. But what is different between the Fortune 500 company that was a small business? And I'm going to talk about tonight 10 businesses. I'm going to tell you 10 businesses that were small businesses that became Fortune 500 companies. And part of their success story or part of their success is for sure connected to management, managerial techniques and strategies. So you're going to want to know about that. And if you want your business to be successful, especially as a small business, there's some training, some rules, some things that can help you definitely become the business owner, the manager that you want. And of course, small businesses, you wear a lot of different hats. You know, everyone's kind of wearing different hats. And what I'm talking about now, let me just qualify this actually. Because when I say small businesses, you have some strong small businesses out there that are making, you know, pretty good income. And so when I say small business, I'm talking one employee or no employees to about 500 employees. Small Business Association kind of says, well, a small business is anyone from, you know, one employee to 500 employees or no employees, you might be self-employed. And I like how Robert Kiyosaki breaks it down in terms of the different levels, self-employment, self-employment, business system, and that's what I'd like to see self-employed small businesses that maybe just them or maybe one other person going into a business system, and then, of course, you get into the investment portion if you read any of Robert Kiyosaki's book, Cash Flow, and all of that. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about 10 things that managers think their employees want, 10 things that managers think their employees want. And so I'll ask you this question. If you are a manager or business owner, what do you think your employees want? And if you're an employee, what do you really want? And so we're going to find out that tonight. And again, that's on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And you can check that out on www.kdow.biz, or if you're in a local surrounding area, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can get us live a.m. 1220. And again, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can connect with the show and definitely call in with your questions. And sometimes we're giving things away. We've got some training classes coming up, so we're definitely going to be giving away tickets in the next couple of weeks or so for some of the training classes that we'll be providing. We want you to be successful. How about this? Sidetrack. The unemployment rate, 7.7%. Good news. All-time low for in the lowest in 4 years. I was really, really excited to see that come across my phone. Way early this morning, I get these news updates from my app, CNN, USA Today, and all of these different business news places, and I was really glad to see that. I was also glad to see that the Dow is doing really good, and so we're seeing our stock market look promising. You know, it's been such a dry business land for the last, 6 years. I say 6-7 because we know that the economy really was dragging and slowing down in 2005. So it just became aware of to the whole country by 2008. So anyway, so it's good to see that. That's good news. People are getting back to work. Small businesses are hiring people, you know, so I like what I'm seeing there. So anyway, you can call in to the show tonight, 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. And find out strategic management, what managers are doing in business, what small business managers are doing, and the differences between Fortune 500 companies that became, obviously there were small businesses that became Fortune 500 companies. We're going to talk about that and where you can get that information from rags to riches. So, again, it's impossible for me to cover everything in this 15-minute promo, but we want you to tune in. Also, if you're in the Bay Area, come out to KDOW's Business and Money Expo. That is going to be in Newark, California. This is, I don't think there's a fee to come into this expo. I think it's actually free unless you want to sponsor and get a booth or something like that. But this is KDOW's Business and Money Expo. This is going to be Wednesday, March 27th, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that will be at the Hilton Newark Fremont Hotel in Newark, California. So if you're able to come and you are in the area, check us out. I'll be there along with some of the other radio personalities. You got some great folks speaking. Rob Black. Rob Black is like the king of investment talk. He's really actually like eighth in the nation in terms of radio, talk show radio investment, radio host. Let's say that commentary, radio host. Rob Black is absolutely phenomenal. He has a way of looking at stocks and investment in a way and presented it in a way that is really, really, it's really cool, but sometimes it's very, very sexy. And so when he talks about sexy stocks and all of that, I'm thinking, hey, I want some sexy stocks. So come out to this business expo, meet Rob Black. He's going to be speaking there along with some other great speakers like Alan Olson, Steve Peasley, and you're going to learn a lot about money, business, and getting your goals and opportunities going in the direction that you want them to go in. And again, we are going to, what else? What else are we going to talk about? We got some offers tonight. We've got some special offers, so tune in and find out what they are. We've got some webinars. I might be able to pitch that tonight. We'll try to get that out. So if you're not in the Bay Area, you can definitely pick up. We have a social media marketing webinar coming up, so if you're interested in that, you can go out to our website. But my goal is really to get information to you. So I only have about 5 minutes left with you, but if you small business tools and things that's low cost, that's going to allow you to manage your business well. We're talking about strategic management. We're going to talk in detail tonight and have a little fun with that. But tools that can help you be successful. Number one, a business plan. And so if you need to write a great business plan or you need a tool to write a great business plan, a great tool actually is, and I'm not sure if you, Palo Alto Software has a a business tool. It's Business Plan Pro, and they now have a version that is on the internet. So it's live plan. So if you go to paloaltosoftware.com, you can check those guys out and get your business plan in place. And what's great about these tools, this particular tool, is that you can submit them to investors and get some feedback on your plan. And there's just a ton of resources that Palo Alto Software provides for the small business guy. And, of course, accounting your business, small businesses, who are just working off the dollars that are coming out their pockets into it. Great, great program for accounting accounting system for your, you know, income and outflow and cash flow and all of that. So that is, in fact, they also have launched a online tool. So we have all these cloud sources and ways of doing business smarter, more efficient. And again, as small business owners and women in business, we don't always get the tools or the things that we need. And, you know, we're always looking at these high dollar costs. But, you know, with the internet and with so many, many new tools coming out and available to small businesses and women in business, it's really, really affordable to get your business in shape. You know, get some methodologies that you need, get the right model down, be the right type of manager. And again, strategic management, we'll talk about that, and we're going to give you some really cool stuff in terms of what business managers are doing. And these managers, I guarantee you, the companies that we're going to talk about tonight, companies that you know about that are household names, that were small businesses, I guarantee you they use some of these strategic management strategies. And if you want to be a strong, successful business, you don't want to be a Fortune 500 company. Maybe you just want to be a strong business and you know, make, you know, $500,000 3 years or something like that. Well, you can, but all of that is a strategy. You know, I have I meet these clients and customers, and I have a customer who they want to make $1 million a month. Absolutely, small business. And my answer to them, number one, is there's a reality. You have to be realistic in how you want to pursue those goals. And number two, and this is all about managing this, number two is you have to be willing to accommodate that type of goal in terms of what are you willing to do to create an income stream that would allow you to make $1 million a month. And so there has to be some realities in that. And small businesses are great, but I think the loss tends to be in the thinking process on how things should go, how things should play out. And there has to be models, there has to be managing, there has to be planning, there has to be ways for you to accommodate what you're trying to do. And so I'm excited about talking about that tonight. We'll have fun with my producer, Kevin. He's always fantastic. We will post live all of the offers that we have tonight. We'll post those live on our Facebook page as we talk about them tonight. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/businessontheedge. If you want to tweet us, that is hashtag business on the ED. And you can get us that way. And again, call in 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220 tonight. Let's talk about your strategies or something that might be going on in your business, small business, self-employed, women in business. I am a big fan of all of those categories, and we want you to be successful. And so you can tune into the show tonight, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is at www.kdow.biz. You can click Listen Live. You can catch us there. A lot of fun stuff, a lot of great music. You'll enjoy that as well. And if you are in the nine-county, Bay Area counties, you can also tune in on AM 1220 KDOW. And until Sunday is our next little talk here, Women in Business, Sunday nights, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. So tune in for that, and we'll get some great information out there for you. We're trying to bring in our... So, again, this is Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge, with Margaret Jackson. we will connect with you.